But joining us now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our pal Chandler Stevenson for the Morning Skate. He's brought to you by the DC Lottery. We're winning never felt so good. Play the new Washington Capitals 2018 Stanley Cup champion Scratcher.
Why don't I have one of those
And you
yet?
Can win $50,000 instantly. Good morning, Chandler.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Chandler, have you ever bought a Scratcher?
No. I've gotten them lots when I was little, but presents and stuff, but not personally, no.
All right, now, you're not in the zone that Jeff Green is, because we looked up Jeff Green, who's on the Wizards, going to join us at 9:20. He's made $75 million in his career. And we were planning on asking him, has he bought a Mega Millions ticket or Powerball ticket? And we figure if you make that much money, why bother?
The jackpots are swole, Chandler.
But Chandler, I don't want to get in your pockets. I don't know exactly what you're making, but
it's easy to
I'm
find
guessing
out.
You might actually buy some tickets.
I thought you guys were going to say you won $75 million in Scratchers.
No.
He won $75 million in the genetic lottery of being an NBA player for the last 12 years.
Yeah.
Do you buy Powerball tickets? Do guys on the team buy Powerball tickets or Mega Millions tickets?
I did that one time when it was at like $1 billion or something. I think it was like last year or 2 years ago.
So you grasped.
I bought a few then, yeah. I cracked. I did.
Sure. It's not nubby like it is here at the radio station where people pull together. Like, Ovi doesn't get with Backy and Hopi and say, hey, let's all go in on some lottery tickets.
Yeah, but some of the younger guys on the roster, like Chandler, they might go around and say, hey, let's pull $100 in the Mega Millions to see if we can hit it big. I wouldn't put it past them. It's just the, like me chasing the 50-50 on a much higher level. Big Saturday this past Saturday for you, Chandler. Coach Reardon elevates you to the top line with Cousy and Ovi. You didn't have much time to let it sink in. He let you know at the morning skate, and then a few hours later, you're on the top line with two of the best players in the NHL. What was that like?
Exciting. I mean, it's a lot of fun playing with those two. You know, they just do their thing, and you're just kind of there as a distraction or a decoy, and you know, they can get you the puck whenever, and you know, just kind of their names say everything for who they are, what kinds of players they are.
Yeah, and you didn't waste any time with it. You scored 18 seconds into the game against the Maple Leafs with assists from both Ovi and Cousy on that play. Did any part of you think, man, this should be the other way around? I should be assisting on their goals instead of them assisting on me. But you were the benefactor. You were there for Cousy's rebound in front of the net.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, especially with how many goals Ovi scores, and you almost just gotta give the puck to Cousy, and then you know, go find Ovi, and that's your and then that's your assist there. But I'm happy to kind of get that one out of the way. It's always nice to get the first one of the season out of the way right away.
Although not a great night overall, because you guys end up losing that game on Saturday. By the way, it seems like you guys are playing about once a week.
Yeah, the schedule's wacky and weird.
Yeah, I mean, first two games were back-to-back, and then we had, I think, 5 days off, and then we had another back-to-back. But I think it's more kind of normal now, if you can say that a hockey schedule is normal.
Are you guys getting used to playing without Wilson?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we definitely have to just deal with it, but we miss him a lot. I mean, he's a game changer for us. He can, you know, turn a game around, and I think he's just a presence out there that, you know, everybody knows when he's on the ice, or just kind of, you know, you don't want to wake him up, you know, in a game. If somebody throws a big hit, you know, he's going to be woken up. Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, we're joined by Chandler Stevenson from the Washington Capitals. EB's not here today, but I know he was asking on the show last week, with Tom Wilson not there, who is the enforcer guy? Is there somebody?
I think there's quite a few guys. You know, Brooks Orpik, Osh likes to throw his weight around. He surprises a lot of guys, I think, with, you know, just how big he is, but how strong he is on his skates, that he knocks a lot of guys off their feet. And you know, Ovi, obviously, when he wants to hit somebody, he can, I think, almost take on anybody in the league head to head. So there's definitely a few guys that like throw their weight around.
Chandler, let's go back to Saturday for just a second. I hate to hype up the opposition, but what Austin Matthews is doing for the Maple Leafs is pretty incredible. Fifth player in the modern era, dating back to World War II, with 10 goals in his team's first six games. That guy's going to be a nightmare to deal with for like the next dozen years playing here for the Capitals now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's an all-star. He's going to be a special player in the league, and you know, he's fun to watch. He, you know, those aren't 10 goals, lucky goals, you know, that went off his head or things like that. Like, those are goal scorers' goals. So, yeah, he's going to be, you know, fun to watch in the years to come.
So, Chandler, we're trying to get to know you. You're going to be joining us every week on the morning skate. So, I think Drab gave you these questions beforehand. I came up with a fast five. Questions. I don't really want you to think that deeply about these, but just kind of to get to know you a little bit. What's your favorite spot to go out in D.C.?
Favorite spot to eat? I like to go stone crab.
Okay. So you're like crabs guy.
Seafood, yeah, like our producer would love
you. Valdez is your brother in arms. What's the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw... what was it?
Are you not really a movie guy?
Yeah, like, do you take...
I like one of the movies. It's nice to get out and watch a good flick. Uh-huh. I can't even think right now what one it was. It was a comedy.
You saw a comedy.
It's okay. Kind of vague. We'll get back to that. We'll revisit that.
This one should be easier
and
more fun. And, you know, I don't even – does he have a girlfriend? I don't even know your situation.
No clue.
Why don't you ask him?
So, yeah, okay, I'll ask you. This is not
Crazy Rich Asians was the movie.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay, all right. If you have a girlfriend or wife, they won't get offended. Do you have a celebrity crush?
Do I have a celebrity crush? I like Blake Lively.
Yeah, that's my man.
Not bad.
Solid.
She's freaking hot, dude.
Yeah.
All right, this one should be easier.
I got one for him. Who's your favorite athlete to watch outside of hockey?
Usain Bolt.
Really? He's playing soccer now. Scoring goals in Australia, I believe.
That's right. Yeah. He's killing it.
Yeah.
How much can you bench press?
Come 275?
275, it's pretty solid. Just one rep?
Three.
Three reps at 275. So what's your max? Like about 315?
What are we, in high school? Asking us what their max is?
Yeah, it's fun. All right, then last one that I wrote down. Just trying to have some fun, Cakes. If you have to choose, most people like both. Wings or nachos?
Ooh. What kind of nachos?
Chicken nachos.
Jesus.
I'd have to go wings then.
Wings, very good. Now,
right, what about beef nachos?
Wings are chicken.
What about beef nachos?
No, this is the important follow-up.
Yeah, I could maybe switch to beef nachos.
Okay, but if you're going to do wings, do you do ranch or blue cheese? This is very important, Chandler.
Ranch.
Yes. I knew you were going to say ranch. You're my guy.
Yeah,
smart man.
100%.
If you go to Glory Days Grill, you can use the Nashville sauce.
You certainly could do
that. Those are very good. All right, so you got a game on tomorrow night, Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday the Rangers come in.
Awful Rangers.
Here's what I want to ask, Chandler. You have the low-hanging fruit coming in. The Rangers are 1-4. The Panthers are 0-2-1. Those are your next two opponents. How does Coach Reardon have you guys not underestimate the opponents that are coming in? Because these are bad teams early. Now, they could right the ship, but at this point, they're struggling out of the gate.
I mean, you know, they're going to be rough to go. They, you know, we kind of learned that the hard way last year. I think we lost to more teams that were below us and, you know, teams that were close, you know, to the top. So I think just, you know, kind of still learning our game and still developing our game and, trying to, just get better in that aspect and, just try to collect as many points as we can.
All right, well, best of luck over the next two games at home before the Western Canadian road swing as you take on the Rangers and the Panthers upcoming in the next few days. Thanks, Chandler. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep, that's Chandler Stephenson from your Washington Capitals. And he's brought to you by the D.C. Lottery. And Valdez, why don't we have Washington Capitals scratchers? We need to rectify that immediately. I mean, we should be scratching left and right like every single day.
Top of the hour.
I mean, what are we doing?
Every Pete update, we should have a scratcher.
We could win 50K instantly.
So Toronto right now is the best record in the league. They're 6-1. Nashville's 5-1. Carolina's 4-1. And I think Anaheim's 4-1. So those are your division leaders.
I'm a little surprised that Carolina's out to such a fast start.
Yeah, it could be based on schedule. They've scored a ton of goals.
Know who else has been impressive early? The Devils. Devils are, I believe, 3-0. I think they've allowed 4 goals through 3 games.
And Boston bounced back after that drubbing they took here in the opener when we raised the banner.
Yep.
They've won all 4 of their games since.
I like how you say we raised the banner.
Yeah,
I like how you're doing
that.
Yeah,
we all did it.
Yes.
Cakes, in a few weeks, we're going to be wearing rings.
We'll be showing the rings to people. I love it. Love it. Can't
but you're
wait.
Right. The Rangers.
Are you going to wear yours regularly?
I don't know. I'll have to see how silly it looks.
It's going to look silly.
Of course, it's going to look amazing.
It's going to be bulky.
It's going to be big and bulky. It's going to let everybody know I'm a Caps fan,
okay,
which I like.
You can't lose to the Rangers.
I concur.
I mean, I know it's possible.
I agree.
It's professional hockey, but they're 1-4, and they've scored 12 goals in 5
I
games.
See what you're doing. You're trying to talk yourself into making some sort of wager.
Best bet. Might be a best bet tomorrow.
It could be.
That's tomorrow, right?
Yes, that is tomorrow night.
Could be.
You're going to make your best bet today is probably going to be a hoops game because the NBA starts.
No, it's going to be a baseball game.
Oh.
He's going to bet against the Red Sox.
It's going to be ALCS.
I already know what it is.
It's going to be ALCS related.
The emotional hedge.
Why? It could be a total.
Well, that's coming up at 9:45.
Correct.
Remember, Jeff Green at 9:20 from your Washington Wizards right here on the Junkies.